Those are the real subtle changes. When everything becomes different. When everything you see differently. When every sound you hear differently. When every feeling that's in you starts to feel different. All very subtle. It sounds dramatic when you describe it that way, but it's nothing dramatic about it. And probably most of the people in this room have had some taste of this. If not more than a taste. Most of humanity is living with the idea, expressed or not, that somehow, someday, some way, everything can get explained. All I'm saying is drop that crazy idea. Nothing that really matters, that really means anything, will ever be explained. What really means anything? This, existence, life. Who's going to ever explain this? It's beyond explanation. Explanation is an idea of the mind, a way the mind categorizes. Let's explain it. Life can't be explained. Life is way beyond your mind. Any mind, all minds. Life is not a mind phenomenon. So we bring our little categories up against the grand mystery and say, well, let's take a stab at it. It's crazy. There's no point in it. It goes nowhere. Then you get philosophies and religions and schools of thought and all kinds of stuff, which are all just attempts to explain what can't be explained, what will never be explained, what can only be felt, intuited, and lived. And experienced. It can be related to, but with your whole self, not with just your mind trying to turn it into an idea. And that's what we do most of the time. And then people complain about being confused. I guarantee you, if you never use your mind again, you'll never be confused. There's nothing wrong with the mind. Just don't use it to explain the mystery that has no explanation, that has to be lived, not explained. And you're already living it. You're already on the roller coaster. You've never not been on the roller coaster. You'll never not be on the roller coaster. Accept that, and you've accepted everything. But you have to feel it. You have to know it's true. I don't mean just accept it as an idea because I say so or because somebody said so. You have to know it. You have to know the truth of it. So let's get some other thoughts. Does this all sound too wacky or anybody strongly disagree or have a different idea about it, or wish that George had asked a different question? Or because, you know, you get me started, who knows? Anybody nauseous?